When Americans provide personal information to government agencies to get government-issued licenses, their information is made into a government record. Now, some of these government records are accessible to the public, while others are kept private to protect citizens' information. Voter registration information is available to the public in Missouri unless one requests to keep it private, but this varies state by state. Before getting into the nitty-gritty of what records are available to the public and what records are not, Washington University professor of law Neil Richards says it is important to distinguish what we mean when we say public and private.
To say that something is a public record just means it is a record held by the government. So it's probably better to refer to them as government records than public records. Some public records can be public, and some public records can be private.
One example of a public government record that is private because it is not available to citizens at large is the concealed carry permit holders in the state of Missouri. The Missouri Revised Statute states information regarding any holder of a concealed carry endorsement is a closed record, and any person who violates the provisions in this subsection by disclosing protected information shall be guilty of a Class A misdemeanor. Executive Director at the National Freedom of Information Coalition, Kenneth Bunting, says the federal government is able to override a state law about keeping a record private.
But the federal government, from time to time, particularly with regard to homeland security matters, have wanted to make sure that there's not a state law that's more liberal with regard to disclosure than they would be with regard to disclosure.
Government records that are not normally available to the public or other government agencies may be during an investigation. Bunting says the problem then becomes what constitutes a legitimate need by an investigator.
Privacy is a legitimate concern in this era where the swipe of a card can ruin your life. But at the same time, it should not be an excuse for making the government less efficient or making it less transparent.
Richards recognizes privacy needs are legitimate, but he says there needs to be a justified reason to make government records close to the public. The Freedom of Information Act, also known as FOIA, is the law that allows citizens the right to access information from the federal government. The state's version of FOIA is called the Sunshine Law.
There's a very limited federal constitutional protection against the disclosure of information held by the government, the so-called constitutional right of information privacy. It's very narrow, but in a few cases, the Supreme Court and some lower courts have said that it exists. It to stop the government disclosing particularly dangerous or harmful or embarrassing facts about its citizens.
In Missouri, non-personal information about driver's records is available to the public, but personal information on the license is closed to the public for safety reasons. Similarly, personal information on hunting licenses are closed to the public, but are available to law enforcement, courts, federal, and state departments. Bunting says the controversy over the list of released concealed carry permit holders is not about public records as much as it is about gun rights.
Or isn't it really that we're in the middle of a controversy over guns and suddenly, you know, everything gets overwrought?
As a result of this controversy, Governor Jay Nixon announced the government will no longer scan or hold electronic copies of concealed carry permits because he says it is not essential to the integrity of the licensing process. Alexandra Olgan, KBIA News.